Thanks for joining us. Sunshine's great day. It's what we're all about. Fantastic racing, a feast of racing. Champions in action in KZN. Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Saturday. We're all looking forward to that. And Hollywood have put up, as an incentive for punters, 500,000 Rand guaranteed. It's not the usual 10,000 guaranteed amongst the top 20 on the leaderboard. It's not about the points amassed over the afternoon. It's all about the winners. Those who pick the most winners on the card, 500,000 Rand, is up for grabs. Don't forget, we've also got the progressive jackpot that is currently standing at an unbelievable 2 million progressive jackpot if you manage to find all the winners on the program. Remember, the entry is absolutely free for the Champion Punters Challenge. You just have to be a Hollywood Bets account holder. You can go online, open your account, get your 25 Rand sign-up bonus, and fire away in the Champion Punters Challenge. I remind you once again, too, about that feature that will pop up where you've got the quads, the trebles, you name it. You can take some of that action. I have before, actually. I've done rather well. I just try a round. I think to take all the combinations will cost you in the region of 170 rands. Don't forget your entries tomorrow and stand in line for half a bar. In prize money, info@sportingpost.co.za, your story. One was sent through. This is from Anthony Pillay. He says, "Evening, Mr. Shaheen Sunshine. I'm Anthony from Johannesburg South. I'm a horse racing fan and enjoy the thrill of race days. I try to attend all race meetings at Turfantine Racecourse. I hope to be a part of a syndicate or own a share in the future," says Anthony. "I enjoy reading about different pedigrees of horses, both past and present. I got the pleasure of meeting the beautiful Suzette Fulyun and Ashwin Reynolds, the owner of Comedy Ding. I also received great insight from good horsemen like Ravon, Neil, Nico and yourself." And I've got no idea, but thanks very much for that, Anthony. "Hope to see you in Joburg to join us at the Big T." Thanks very much for the invite, but that is most unlikely. So there we go. Anthony Pillay has won a 250 Rand Hollywood Bets betting voucher, and we will certainly contact him. Let's move on to the eight races. We've got four on the Saturday, and we remind you once again about Spinner Zonke. It is jackpot night. Unbelievable stuff, the Spinner Zonke. Once again, millions to be won with Hollywood Bets. www.hollywoodbets.net. Let's go and have a look at the betting on the first race. This is the start of the buy pot. Vasilikos is from the Musket Yard. The visitor, Muzi Yeni, will have the ride. This horse, Mercontor, beat him by 2.5 lengths last time out. This is the second run since the rest, and the gelding should strip a much fitter horse. And I thought that the visitor, Vasilikos, was the right one. The betting, I believe, will suggest so. Vasilikos currently is quoted at 18 to 10, just over with Hollywood, open in the region of 2 to 1. Eddie the Mover, named after the late Eddie Powell, is at 3.57 to 1. Interesting year are the debutants. One of those is Imposing, also quoted at the very same 3.57 to 1. A 350,000 Rand purchase from the Glen Cotson Yards. I thought very nicely related. Nice horse was the comment from the stable. Then you've got Zubery, who is from the Golf Puller Yard, also a debutant. Certainly not inexpensive. This one costs 475,000. Showing nice work, will need the run. Both of those on the pedigrees, as I say, did catch my attention. By the way, Zubery's had two siblings. One ran second on debut. The other one ran fourth. So watch out for those two. Zubery at the moment is 12.5 to 1. There's been absolutely no support. Gone out from 8.33 to 1, I mentioned earlier. Imposing has shortened 5.56 to 1 to 3.57 to 1. Enid's Girl, of course, the filly has a sex allowance, should run okay. I wasn't crazy on Eddie the Mover, and I didn't like Hayat, who I see has drifted right off the boards. That one opened at 2.27 to 1, has gone out to 5 to 1, and that will see the start of the buy pot on the big day. Race 2, the Independent on Saturday, then and now, maiden plate, has run over 1,200 metres. In this race, Expeditioner is quoted at just over 8 to 10 from the Candace Dawson Yard in Gauteng. My point of view, let's hope I'm right, I thought this was the best bet on the card. Expeditioner looks the right one I thought, in this field. Without question, number two opened 6.25 to 1. That's gone 8.33 to 1. Looks one to improve on those two runs from the Snaith yard. And there's one more that I thought could run a fair race here. Let's go and have a look at the price. That is Kite Surfer, number four, opened at 8.33 to 1, has gone out to 16.67 to 1. By the way, this horse Expedition, if you look at the other horse I just mentioned there, Kite Surfer, they're out of the same form line. Expedition, of course, had the beating of Kite Surfer, but there's only been one runner from that form line. The horse has won. That was a horse called British Diva. So the form has been franked. Only those three for me. Start of the place accumulator in race number two. That's off at 12.20. Race three, the start of the pick six, is a maiden plate over 2,300 metres. Bottom of the boards here is a horse called Ready Freddy, who's at 33.33 to 1. I thought this rank outside us is a full brother to Twice Golden, and Twice Golden won twice over 2,400 metres. Louis Trottoir is in the irons. I thought that may just run above expectations. Candace Dawson has the filly in the race. That must be a big runner. Colour Coded is at 14 to 10. Is eased a little bit from even money. But I'm going for Blazing Light in the race. Blazing Light, number six, is currently at 4 to 1. Dennis Dreyer, Sean Veal. Last start beat Grey Lingari by 1.55 lengths. Grey Lingari, after that, eventually notched up the maiden victory. And that form is quite prolific in the race. So for me, I'm in the camp of Blazing Light. We move on to the novelty race. This is going to be top-class stuff. This is the World Sports Betting Dash. WSB Dash has run over 400 metres. It's race 10. It's off at 1.30. It should be a very entertaining spectacle, should this race. Now, I just thought, although you wouldn't think so, looking at those that show terrific pace, that early speed, that this horse would get it right. But with Richard Faree, I just thought that Greg Bortz's horse, Intrepid, who carries 60 kgs, a three-year-old, may just be mowing down those speedsters late on. So I liked a little bit of Intrepid, who I believe is at around 8 to 1. Prince Kesh with the Appy claiming 4 kgs. Postage stamp weight, well, not quite postage stamp, but 54 kgs on the back, and all that early toe should run well. And also Sing for Rafa, who returns from arrest and has a good record when racing fresh. So those three. Race four is the Independent on Saturday, Drill Hall Stakes Grade 2 on the card. Over the 1,400, let's just go and check in on the betting markets. My preference is going to be Linebacker and Grand Fanikak. I like Linebacker. The current price of Linebacker is 4.55 to 1. But my shrewd in the race is going to be Russian Rock, who's at 12.5 to 1. Those two are my top two choices. Terrific stuff. Jet Dark at the moment is at 2.86 to 1. And the 10 Seeking the Stars at 3.33 to 1. And then we've got the previously mentioned Linebacker. Race 5, the World Sports Betting Fillies Guineas Grade 2. I thought this favourite was particularly hard to beat. Another standout bet on the programme, at least on form you would think so. Under Your Spell is quoted at just under 9 to 10 after opening even money. Kelvin Abib has the ride. A second to Princess Kala last time out. Now third, two lengths behind her was Sparkling Water. And we know Sparkling Water came out and ran a short head to Asterix. That was in the Premier's Champion Challenge. So that form line stands out a mile, and we're going strongly with the favourite. The Will Sports Betting Guineas, grade 2 on the card. The sixth race sees Cosmic Highway quoted at 3.57 to 1. I'm quite a fan of this horse, Cosmic Highway. Great expectations in my book. I think he's going to do extremely well. I do like a little bit of number 7, Out of the Darkness, at 12.5 to 1, particularly for place at 15 to 10. Gavin Larina has arrived for Jansa van Vieren, and I do put that one in the race with a shout. We go on to race 7, Fillies and Mares 99 handicap. Bold act, Mike de Kock, Richard Faree, does look the horse to beat. But I've got a lurker in the race, a horse who currently is at 12 to 1, a horse called Makara, I thought could run quite well here. As I say, isn't fancied. 12.5 to 1 to win a place is just over 2 to 1. And this horse, Makara, was third to Arctic Turn, took on the boys. And before that, if you go to the run behind Spring High, which wasn't a bad run, there have been winners from that form line, including El's My Daddy, Mr. Gonzalez. I liked a little bit of that one. And that will go into my play. It does return from a rest, I believe, of 73 days. Race 8, the finale. Fillies and Mares 73 handicap. The eighth race on the programme should be run at 16:38. Yeah, you've got Trump My Queen at 3.03 to 1. Hot Strike at 3.57 to 1. I like a little bit of a roughier place, who's at 2.33 to 1. Smunga Kamalo is the rider. I thought that was key. I don't know if it'll win, but to run into the first four, that was oh so squishy. Cashew was third last time out. Rainwear has come out and won from that form line. So too is Kylie's Fate, but that was on the poly, but still must have a chance. And you've got to respect Trump My Queen. Those numbers will be up in a moment, the slide right at the end. Terrific stuff happening in KZN. I think they're going to have their best season ever. So much to look forward to. Get those bets on, sunshine. We'll be back on the Sunday as well as the Monday. Have a terrific one. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.